information or requests for audio files of previous shows, go to www.bobharden.com.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. It's brought to you in part by Florida Weekly, your complimentary copy available at hundreds of locations throughout the Paradise Coast, as well as the Greater Naples Chamber of Commerce. Coming up, we're going to be visiting with Larry Bell, professor at the University of Houston and the author of Scared Witless, Prophets and Prophets of Climate Doom. Right now, we have with us another author. Larry Reed is the president of the Foundation for Economic Education. His latest book, Excuse Me, Professor, Challenging the Myths of Progressivism. Larry, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be with you, Bob, as always.
Larry, for our listeners that may not be familiar with FEE or the Foundation for Economic Education, maybe you could tell us about it.
Okay, we're an educational organization, and our focus is on high school and college students primarily, and our purpose is to educate and inspire them in ideas of individual liberty, personal character, and the ideas that we think made America great, freedom in particular.
Outstanding. And your book, it's got a clever title, Excuse Me, Professor, Challenging the Myths of Progressive. I guess kind of the whole idea that most universities and institutions of higher learning are pretty well infiltrated by progressive thinking.
Absolutely. We're sending students back by the tens of thousands to college this fall, and many of them are not armed well enough intellectually to tackle the progressive ideas, and I say that in quotes because progressive ideas are hardly progressive in the traditional sense. They are throwbacks to the days of big government running every aspect of our lives. But we're sending these college students back with insufficient ability and information to rebut these silly ideas of progressives. But this book, I think, fills that void by giving them facts, figures, arguments, things they need to say to their professors, hey, excuse me, this isn't quite right.
Well, so could we talk about a couple of them? There's what are some of the, I think there's over 30 of them that you address in the book?
Actually, more than 50. It's
wow.
a pretty substantial book, but each essay is not all that long, so and each one is a standalone, so you could read a couple one evening and pick up the book and launch into it at any point at a later time. One of them is, of course, that the free enterprise system caused the Great Depression, and as I've pointed out in the book, that was certainly not true because we had the Federal Reserve giving us the Roaring Twenties, an artificial bubble by driving interest rates down and fostering a boom that had to give way at some point to a bust. And then when the correction began in 1929, government in one stupid move after another took a recession and made it much worse and made it much longer than any previous depression. It wasn't the marketplace that did this. It was government intervention. It jacked up tariffs against foreign goods and closed off world trade. It more than doubled the income tax rates on American citizens. It imposed all kinds of silly regulations, paid farmers to destroy crops, tried to organize industry along the lines of government-mandated monopolies with price controls. New Deal policies of Franklin Roosevelt only took the bad policies of Herbert Hoover, made them worse, and prolonged the Depression by 7 years. So that myth is thoroughly answered among 50-plus others in the book.
Well, here's another one, and of course this is relevant because right now the Pope is taking such positions with regard to free enterprise and capitalism and sheer wealth redistribution. Jesus Christ was a progressive because he advocated income redistribution to help the poor.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to write. In fact, I expanded it into its own little booklet that's available at fee.org as well. If you just type in Jesus Socialist, I think it'll come right up as number one. But in the book, it points out that Jesus never supported political redistribution of income. He never called for politics or politicians to take from some and give to others. He talked about being generous, being caring, taking care of the people around you and your family in particular, showing a compassionate heart. But those were things he expected people to show through their choices and their actions. Mm-hmm. He never said, we're going to make you charitable by taking the money from you at gunpoint and redistributing it.
So true. And talked yesterday with Bart, or actually Monday with Mark Shulman, the whole notion that actually people have feelings. People are generous and do these things. Organizations, governments don't. They have no feelings. They have no heart. They have no soul. So it's actually, again, what he talked about, what Jesus talked about, was, of course, individuals, and that it perfectly aligns with our Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
Oh, it sure does. And, you know, there's nothing about being a politician that suddenly makes you more compassionate than the people who sent you there in the first place. And, in fact, you've got all kinds of incentives within government to turn what looks like an act of charity into an opportunity to buy votes and to make people dependent and to demagogue the whole issue. I don't know why we'd want to expect politicians to solve problems regarding the people around us when we can do it ourselves, if we put our minds to it, at much less expense and to greater effect.
Absolutely. Here's one, and I remember as a young boy, probably a teenager, thinking that, hey, this is a good idea. Raise the minimum wage to help the poor.
Yeah, boy, that's an old chestnut that just won't die. But the idea that you can just decree by an act of the legislature a hike in people's wages is silly. Yeah, some people's wages will go up, but the problem is now that employers have less to pay, they may hire fewer people. They may cut back on other people's either pay or their time. And new job opportunities don't get created because right out of the gate, it costs too much to employ people to do it. This idea that everybody is automatically worth to every employer whatever Congress happens to decree is ridiculous. You declare the minimum wage to be, say, $15. What happens to people who are only worth $10 or jobs that are only worth $10? Well, it becomes illegal for them to exist. So you just price people out of the labor market altogether. If it made sense, I don't know why they'd stop at $10 or $15 an hour. Why not just pass a law saying it's illegal to pay anybody less than $100 an hour?
You know, I find it ironic that if you go to the House of Representatives or the Senate and you find out these interns are all not paid, they're working for. The only way that they can have those jobs and have that step up so they can be effective in society is because their folks have a lot of money. It's unfortunately because minimum wages, the way they are, it really hurt the poor because they don't get a foothold into business, learn how to behave, learn how to act, learn how to, you know, learn the ropes, if you will, in business.
That's right. Get some experience, get some good work habits, accumulate some references, get a start on the ladder. Not many people stay at the minimum wage very long. It's a beginning of a journey for them. And so when you pass a law that says you can't be paid less than $10 an hour, what that says to every worker is if you can't find a job that pays at least $10 an hour, it's illegal for you to work.
Larry Bell, again, the president of the Foundation for Economic Education. His book, Excuse Me, Professor, Challenging the Myths of Progressivism. Love the title, Larry. Or you can go to fee.org, F-E-E.org, to find out more. Larry, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Bob. And the book's available on Amazon as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Larry. All right, coming up. Andrew Joppa is going to be with us. He writes a column that appears on my website. Actually, correct me if I'm wrong. We're going to be talking about an Article 5 Amendment Constitution, that and more, right here on The Bob Harden Show on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.
Stay tuned for more of The Bob Harden Show here on the Bob Harden Broadcasting Network.